could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 29 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very happy to have a very special guest of mine and friend, Vidya. Are you there?
Yes, I'm so happy to speak with you this afternoon.
I'm so happy to have you here today, and I am going to share with our guests some background information about you. So in 1967, Vidya graduated from Bucknell University in Pennsylvania, where there were few career opportunities open for women. So she moved to Connecticut to teach English and geography in a middle school in nearby Madison. At that point, she thought to herself, "Everything that you read so affects your entire consciousness. I think I should stop reading until I find something significantly meaningful to read." That significant, worthwhile subject was astrology. Western astrology then became her passion, as Vidya basically lived and even dreamed about it, seeing energy darting around sharp angles of squares and more easily flying around an equilateral triangle. Personally, it helped her allow for at least 12 differentiations of personality types and gave her insights into the workings of others' psyches. After marrying her artist husband, they moved to a small village on the Pacific coast of Costa Rica, where she continued writing and studying metaphysical topics. In 1975, they moved back to the United States and subsequently moved to India, where she adopted their daughter and spent the next 24 years serving in various capacities, including now studying Eastern astrology, more called Vedic astrology. Veda means knowledge or wisdom, and Jyotish or astrology means light or eye. Therefore, Vedic astrology is an eye or light into transcendental knowledge or wisdom, and this wisdom of awareness is open to anyone who is awake. In 1975, she was given a spiritual name of Vidya Dasi, which translates to mean the servant of education or knowledge, and thus began her journey into Vedic wisdom and culture. Vidya has been practicing Vedic astrology for over 30 years and has found it to be an important instrument to help others understand their soul's purpose and their individual paths in this lifetime. It has assisted her deeply on her own path for self-realization. Vidya is presently teaching classes to train Vedic astrologers and does private readings from her home in Los Angeles. So you have quite a background, Vidya. You've been all over the world.
I have. I have been in many places.
Mm-hmm. You are very lucky. So in what ways does Vedic astrology bring light to our lives and life situations?
Well, I found it has been increasingly beneficial to mainly to people who are seeking and already, you know, have a certain spiritual inclination. People who are looking to improve their material and their spiritual situations. It's basically a blueprint, really, of the karma that we have come into this life with. So all the accumulation of all of our lifetimes, then we have certain experiences that and lessons that we still need to learn. And so the chart itself, our Lagna chart, is that blueprint that gives us the possibilities of what we will become and what we will accomplish in this life.
So until I met you, I didn't know really the difference between Vedic astrology and the astrology that I've always been familiar with my whole life. So can you sort of explain the differences?
Both of them are valid. It's not that one negates the other. Basically, Western astrology was brought back from the East by Constantinople so many, you know, thousands of years ago, and it was somewhat transformed over the years, over the generations, to be the 12-signed system that we know as Western astrology, which is based primarily as the sun as the center of our universe. And so the sun then becomes the most important, most significant planet that we study in someone's chart. And the sun represents the body, the personality, and the career of the individual. So as you can see, that's a very Western kind of orientation to think that that our career, our personality, and, you know, our body are the most important thing. So in Vedic astrology, they feel that the soul is the most important thing, or the internal emotions. So they view the moon as the most important thing. They also see that our solar system and our universe is even moving in the larger sky, and therefore the calculations for Vedic astrology are different from Western astrology. Western astrology has also gotten their information mostly from deductive reasoning, where they study the qualities of an Aries or the qualities of a Taurus, and then they say, okay, this is what a Taurus is and this is what an Aries is. So that's why it's valid. You know, nothing that the Western astrology teaches is negated by Vedic astrology or vice versa. But it just has a slightly different orientation. So in Vedic astrology, they see the moon and the rising sign and then the sun as the most important aspects of the chart.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So if someone came to you for a reading, what would they need to give you? I mean, how does that work? Can you explain that?
Yes, definitely. I need to know the place, the date and year, and the time of their birth in order to calculate, an original birth chart. The more specific the time of birth is, the more correct it is, the better the chart will be, the more specific the chart can be, particularly in predicting things for the future, but also in, and also particularly to tell you what your life is going to be like in the middle period of your life from the age of 30 to 60.
Wow. So just by somebody giving you this information, you're able to predict sort of where their life is going to be at different phases?
Yes, there's actually three Saturn periods during our life, and Vedic astrologers see these three periods as being quite distinct and can be quite different from each other. So the first 30 years they see as the years when you're accumulating your skills and you're learning what you need to learn for your life. From 30 to 60 is when you produce everything that you're going to produce. Generally, that's when your children are born. That's often when we're married, or particularly when males are married in those middle 30 years. And when you produce within your career and within your energy what it is that you're going to leave to the earth, the footprint that you're going to leave on the surface of the earth. And then the last 30 years, in a sense, are a recapitulation, but often we see that as the most spiritual period of your life, from 60 to 90.
Why is the 60 to 90 the most spiritual part, when the 30 to 60 seems to be the what you just said, that you're producing things.
Well, I'm generalizing to a certain extent to call one period. I perhaps shouldn't have entitled it the spiritual period, because of course, you know, all three periods can easily be very spiritual in nature. It's not that those last 30 years, it's a bit of a recapitulation as to what it is that you would, the path that you really wanted to tread in this particular lifetime. Have you done it? And if not, then now's, you know, the chance to do those things.
Wow. So do people actually recreate things in their life at when they're looking back, you're saying?
That,
or do you encourage
them? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are three different charts that sort of indicate the different circumstances that will be there in your life that will make your life slightly different in those three different sections of your of those years, those different years.
So are the three Saturn periods, are those the different kinds of readings that Vedic astrology gives, or are there other kinds of readings as well?
Well, within the birth chart reading, the initial Lagna reading, the initial reading, usually those three Saturn periods are delineated and they're described to you when you come for a reading, just the first reading that you have. But there are many other kinds of readings that we do. One of them is that every year on your birthday, we calculate a chart right at the exact degrees that your sun was, but now in the sky as it is this year on your birthday, at the exact degrees that your sun is. And that becomes your solar return chart. And it will tell you the kind of issues that you're going to be dealing with in the year to come. Often we do that particular reading, you know, a month or two before the person's birthday, so they have time to really, you know, consider the different prospects that are being delineated when we do the chart.
Wow, I have never heard of that before, to do your chart around your birthday time.
Yeah, there's a specific chart that's just for you, you know, that runs from your birthday to your birthday. And then we also do a chart for compatibility. Like if you're considering that you would like to marry someone, or if you're going to work with someone, you might want to check to see how compatible your charts are, and then to see where the challenges will be, and also where the highlights will be in that interpersonal relationship with someone else. Perhaps, you know, when you first have a child, you might want to see the compatibility of the child and the mother, or the compatibility of the father and the mother. That can all be done through astrology. And then there's also we can also predict different places that would be good for you to move or to live. There's astrocartography, which lets you know certain areas on the earth that might be more conducive to what you want to accomplish. That sort of thing we can also look up for you. And then there's nicest things actually is to do a prasna for someone. Supposing someone, we have these different periods in our life, and there are almost always, I think, in someone's life, you know, there may be a time when you're questioning things more, or where you feel as if you have some obstacles, or that you have some blockage in your life. And at that particular time, you may feel as if you need some professional help to help you through the questions that you have. So you can also call me or call an astrologer and ask them to do a prasna, what is known as a prasna, which means that at the very moment that you call, a chart is drawn up, and that chart can answer three questions in a very specific way. So you can also, you know, have a chart reading like that. That's another type of chart.
Wow, I had no idea about all this. Well, Vidya, we are about to take a very short break, and I am very curious to ask you lots more questions when we return.
Great, I look forward to it.
Ooh.
glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies along with our inspirational and healing touch. We customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and we're here today with Vidya. And Vidya is talking to us about Vedic astrology. And this is so interesting because we were just having a conversation about different types of astrology charts that she could do. And for those listeners out there, she could even do a chart for you for your birthday every year, or think about if you need a gift for somebody. I mean, that is a great gift, Vidya. I mean, you know, you comes to someone's birthday and you think of something to get them. And when you said that, a big light bulb went out in my brain. So very cool. Vidya has also been talking to us about compatibility, work, different types of charts that she can do if you're moving or thinking of moving, whether knowing where to go. And we were just talking about a term that you said, prasna. Can you explain that a little bit more?
A prasna is a chart which is sort of drawn up at the moment that the inquirer inquires. And so it provides answers to three specific questions. Those questions can the person who's inquiring from an astrologer would have three questions in their mind, and then this chart will specifically address those three questions and give specific answers as to how the person should proceed in those three areas that they're questioning.
Wow. So can you give any examples maybe of a client that you're seeing that you used any one of these type of charts? Just something that comes to mind that you can share with us.
I think one of the most effective charts that can be drawn up is to find a very auspicious time for someone to marry. They talk in the annals of astrology about how even if two people are not completely compatible in their charts, that this compatibility can be rectified by finding the very most auspicious day and time to marry. And if they marry at that auspicious time and agree to do that and have their wedding on that specific time and day, then the incompatibilities of the two charts will be somehow eradicated, or they will be uplifted, so they don't create as much of a conflict as they live their lives together. So I do think that that's one of the most effective things that an astrology can do for people.
Wow. Now, if someone came to you and had a very specific question and said, I need this answered or whatever, how can the astrology chart help?
It helps both with material and spiritual questions that you might have. It can answer so many things about your career, about investments, about your love life, about children, whether or not you'll have them, and if you do, when, and what they'll be like. It can tell you about friendships and health, the best location to live, as we discussed before. And then spiritually, there's so many things that it can inspire as well. It can tell you how to advance in your spiritual life, you know. And what I find is, as being one of the most effective things that a chart reveals, is that it can also tell you what the purpose of this particular lifetime is, which I think, you know, anyone who's seeking enough to actually be inquiring from astrology and to be listening probably to your show,
yes,
we would have to assume that all of these people are highly evolved souls who are at a point in their life when they are actually asking that question, you know, what is my purpose in life, and what am I supposed to be, why am I here, what is the purpose of human life. And so the chart can very nicely elucidate some of those things for you.
Now, we're getting a question from one of our listeners, and it says here from Janet, she's saying, I'm a Leo, her birth date is 8/21/74, and he's a Capricorn, 12/26/1960. We have something and have been trying to figure it out for a couple of years. Can you help?
I can help, but I would have to draw up your charts. Leos and Capricorns are often very attracted to each other. I find that to be a frequent coupling of individuals. And as I said, though, Vedic astrology mainly is looking at the moons and the rising signs more than the sun signs. And I believe what Janet you're giving me are your sun signs. So I would have to actually do both of your charts to tell you, you know, I can tell you quite a lot about your relationship with each other. One of the nice things that a compatibility chart does is it tells you the strengths of the relationship, you know, how he's helping you and how you're helping him. And then it can also elucidate some of the obstacles that you'll have. Not that we should leave a relationship because there may be obstacles. What we see, and especially when we start studying astrology, is that some of the most worthwhile parts of our life are when we actually experience obstacles and when we have lessons to learn. That's when we reap the most benefit almost from our lives and progress the most.
Wow. Thank you for all that. So is there anything occurring currently in the sky that might help us understand things we are presently experiencing?
Oh, there's a lot of really good stuff going on at the moment. I'm glad you asked that. Yes, there's two planets that are exalted at the moment. Jupiter, the most auspicious planet that brings us spirituality and abundance, both materially and spiritually, is in its exalted position. It went into exaltation at the beginning of July of 2014, and it will go out of exaltation in July of 2015. And so wherever Cancer is in your chart, that particular area of your life is going to experience an increasing energy, and it's going to give you a lot of sort of enlightenment. It will elucidate a great many things, but simultaneously, the most difficult planet, the north node of the moon, or Rahu as we call it in Vedic astrology, is also exalted. So it's also bringing up the strongest of our difficulties, the places where we have the most difficult period of our life.
Vidya, let me interrupt you just for one second. We're getting some distortion on your line. We're not hearing you quite well.
Sorry.
Is there something else that could you close any browsers that you have open?
I don't.
Nothing? Okay. Okay, maybe now it'll be better.
Okay.
There we go. That's
okay.
Better.
Okay, great.
There we go.
All right, so we have this planet that brings up patterns of victimization that we have had in our life, perhaps that we've even brought into this lifetime from previous lifetimes. So it's as if we have, you know, these patterns that where we feel almost like unable to do something is showing itself with great importance at the moment. And we're so tired of these places where we feel always victimized. But because it's in its exalted position in Mercury's sign, it gives us the ability to intelligently be able to figure out how to solve these victimizations and be free from them. And then the Jupiter will give us, you know, the spiritual ramifications, the reasons why we've been experiencing these victimizations, and how we can, you know, deal with them in an even greater sense. You know, their purpose in our life, why they have been there, what purpose they have created, you know, what doors they have opened for us, and then so the two will. It's a very, very exciting time right now to be able to figure those things out and really attend to them. So we need to sort of, understand that those two influences are there, and it just affords us a great opportunity.
Wow, that sounds great. That's amazing. Now, you know, my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment. I would love for you to share two things, in your professional opinion, you think would change our listeners' attitudes?
Well, I would. I guess the advice I would give is to never stop seeking. I think if you continuously continue to seek and to never close your mind or your heart, that this will allow for, you know, the Lord, for the universe to send the necessary information to help you move along in your path. And I guess the second thing I would suggest is to have faith that will happen, that these wonderful things can happen, and that that everything that happens to us is actually for our ultimate purification and our ultimate advancement.
I think that's such a great statement, to have faith. Yes, no matter what happens in our lives. So now, how can our listeners contact you?
I think it's probably best if they call and leave a message for me. I think that would be the best. So I have an answering machine on number 310-936-7450. That's the most direct way. And then I can call them and speak with them.
Okay, wonderful. So again, that's 310-936-7450. Great. We only have a few minutes left to our show, and I would love for you to share your anything from your deepest soul, your words of wisdom that maybe we haven't discussed so far.
Okay.
What was your calling to Vedic astrology? What was that initial calling for you?
Well, I wanted to understand people better, and I wanted to understand my path in life. That was why I initially began to study it. But I think I would also say that at every moment in our life, we're making choices. And those choices, you know, it's very important for us to take responsibility for those and to be conscious of them, and to be conscious at every moment that we are basically making choices that are going to affect the rest of our life. And whenever you feel confusion or doubt, then it's better to do nothing, to just wait and allow the Lord, the universe, to actually, start directing you. And then you can also inquire from people that you feel are knowledgeable enough to be able to help you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate all your words of wisdom and everything you've shared today. It's been such a treat to have you on this radio show.
Thank you so much, Iris.
You're welcome. You can reach Vidya by calling her at 310-936-7450. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com and my website, www.driris.com. And I love to leave my listeners with a quote. And this is my favorite quote. Life isn't about surviving the storm. It's about dancing in the rain. Wishing you all a beautiful and healthful day.
A miracle do gonna come true, coming to me, could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great.